In Texas today, runoff elections are happening, and this will be another test of how well new voting requirements are working. Back in March, thousands of voters had their mail-in ballots rejected during the primary. A main reason was confusion over the envelope voters had to use. Now election officials and voting groups are trying to make sure those same problems don't persist. NPR's Ashley Lopez reports.
Grace Germain with the League of Women Voters of Texas is holding one of the envelopes many Texans have been using to return their mail-in ballots. She says one of the important instructions on the envelope is right under the flap. It's where voters have to provide either a partial social security number or their driver's license number.
But voters wouldn't see it if the flap is down. It's only visible if the flap is up. And the reason behind that was to keep it secret, so people couldn't get that when it was going through the mail.
According to state data, almost 25,000 mail-in ballots were rejected during Texas's March 1st primary, a far higher rate than past elections. Some of that was matching ID issues, but Sam Taylor with the Texas Secretary of State's office says confusion was mostly created by this voter ID field on the ballot envelope.
Based on the number of people who just missed it completely, I don't think it would be too much of a stretch to think that some people thought that it was just an optional section.
A lot of these changes were prompted by a new Republican-backed voting law. Taylor says that includes more required information be included on the return envelope. That affected the envelope's design.
There's more language that's required, and as a result, there is more language and text competing for the same amount of real estate.
Taylor says state officials tried to make materials as easy to read as possible while also including all the stuff they were mandated by law to include. Whitney Quisenberry is the director of the Center for Civic Design, a nonprofit focusing on design in elections. She says Texas is a great example of why design is important.
There are costs to this. So we can see when a vote by mail envelope is better designed that fewer are rejected.
Quisenberry says bad design in election materials is an issue that affects different facets of voting in states across the country.
What I would think of as not great design happens not because someone's trying to trip a voter up, but because they're not a designer. They're not doing some of the things that we would see in, say, a commercial project where you would try it out, you would test it.
In Texas's case, the March primary was kind of a test, and it showed there's a lot of work to do. Grace Germain with the League of Women Voters says her group has been working with the Center for Civic Design to create a pamphlet for Texas voters that breaks down everything they need to do to make sure their ballots don't get rejected.
And that involved simplifying the words and using images and graphics and using bolding and other methods that they specialize in to create voter information that makes sense.
Germain says hopefully these easy-to-read guides will clear up any confusion. Ahead of the current runoff, only a few counties sent out their own guides to help voters fill out their ballots correctly. Sam Taylor with the Texas Secretary of State's office says there's another change most voters won't see until November. It's a small design change. That voter ID field voters were missing is now highlighted by a big red box.
We are pretty confident that that's going to address the bulk of the issues because counties were telling us that they were going in and physically highlighting the ID field to draw attention to it, and that seemed to help voters pay attention to it more often.
Taylor says the state is also launching TV and radio ads and is having a voter education tour aimed at letting voters know mail-in ballots are different than they were last year. November is expected to bring in a lot of new voters, which will be yet another test for Texas's new vote-by-mail program. Ashley Lopez, NPR News, Austin.